Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, and I'm Kathy Koch. And happy birthday to my mother. I want to first say that. I don't have a guest with me this evening because we have been celebrating all night long, and I didn't know what was going on, so like the olden days, I'm going to do it by myself, and no plans, no concoctions, you know, so what I thought I would do in the spur of the moment is teach people how to read themselves and how to read others. I thought that would be a great thing to do because it's something that I had to do in college for my last paper for counseling, was how I was to be able to read a client or, as becoming a counselor. Nonverbal and verbal communication skills. I came up with this great theme of theories, and I figured it would really, really, really work out well. And over the years, it has worked wonders for me with other people, as well as other people that I have, shared this with. It has just, it's just beautiful. So if you want to get a piece of paper and a pen, if you want to get call in, the call-in numbers are on Station 1 of BBS Radio, so you're welcome to call in at any given time, ask questions or whatever. But the key to the whole thing is descriptive adjectives. Now, descriptive adjectives are feelings. What feelings are? That's an adjective. The first thing that we do is first clear our minds. And you always breathe from the abdomen. You breathe in as the abdomen right below the navel. You take a deep breath in and clear the air. Breathe in all the positive. All the positive you can positively think of. All the beauty you can positively think of. As you breathe it in, you think those thoughts, and then you breathe out on the count of four, all the negative. You don't have to think about it. You just know that all negative thoughts are dispersing out through the mouth. You breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. You do this four times to clear the air, to clear the mind, to clear all things. As we do this, it just feels like you're just letting your shoulders go. You tell your shoulders to just drop. You tell your arms to drop. You just relax. You feel like that of an umbilical cord is connected to you and the earth, or to you and to your higher self. And you just start floating. Just start floating out there. This is just a relaxation to get started. Now remember, to do this with your friends, do it with anyone you want. I'm giving you some clues on how to. First, you start this method always to clear the air. Now you just reach on out there and you just keep floating like that of an astronaut. You just keep floating and floating and floating. Think of a helium balloon or an astronaut, but there is nothing holding you back, but you always have that little thin cord connecting you that you will never ever just float out there and not come back. As you keep floating, look around, and make sure you ask yourself, are you inside your body looking around, or are you outside your body looking around? More or less, can you see yourself floating? Those are two questions that you ask yourself, especially even in a dream. You know, like when you're dreaming, when you're remembering your dreams, you say, well, was I in my dream or was I outside of my dream? Because if you're inside your body, looking out through your eyes, that's a vision quest. If you're outside of your body and you can see your body from your dream or from this exercise, that's a wish, a want, or a desire. Okay? Now look around and see if it's daylight or if it's nighttime. Do you see the clouds? Do you see the sky? Do you see rainbows? Do you see stars? Do you see the planets? Keep going higher and higher. What do you see? I always see inside my mind's eye like a clock. I say, what's at 12 o'clock? Or what's at 11 o'clock? Or what's at 7 o'clock? That's how I use my perspective. Or I ask the person that I'm working with, I say, what's at 7 o'clock? Or what's at 3 o'clock in your mind's eye? Anyway, when I'm out there, I'm going to read myself to you guys, okay? So, it changes every day. Every day. So, I ask myself, am I in my body or outside my body? Well, right now, I am looking at myself floating. Okay, so I'm looking. So, I'm writing this down. I'm looking at myself. And so, I am in kind of a dusk, but it's light and it's dark too. It's like the sun's setting, so it's kind of like a hazy blue, like a navy color. So I'm going to write down navy blue. And then I'm going to ask myself, how do I feel with that navy blue? Well, I kind of feel like a happy medium. I'm not happy nor am I sad. It's a happy medium. That's my descriptive adjective. And I feel a little apprehensive. I don't know why. I'm going along with the flow, okay? I'm apprehensive. Okay, so what do I see out there to 3 o'clock, let's say? To 3 o'clock, I don't see anything. So I have to look really hard, so I have to focus. And I see myself. I see myself at 3 o'clock. Well, let me go inside, you know, closer to that. And what do I see? I see myself actually inside of a balloon. So therefore, I'm seeing myself as a protection, like I'm protecting myself. So I snap my fingers to make sure that I realize that I'm okay. So I'm seeing myself as protected. Or protecting myself, and I see that I'm okay, and I click my fingers to make sure I'm okay. And now I'm going to bring myself back down, and I'm going to bring myself into my own body, and I'm going to bring myself down, and I'm going to hover over the trees and hover over the earth, and I'm going to ask myself now, what did I feel, or what do I feel back down on earth? Do I see the trees first? Do I see the grass first? Do I see the dirt first? The first thing I see is birds in a bird's nest. The reason I'm pausing is because I'm writing this stuff down. We have to write it down. So you ask the person these questions and then you write them down. And what I do is I ask the questions, and then I go back and ask, how do you feel when you see the birds in the bird's nest? Okay, how do I feel when I see that? I feel excited, new, fresh. Those are my descriptive adjectives. New, fresh, beginnings, protective. And I feel also, I feel that it's natural. And I also feel that with the bird and bird's nest, I feel that it's a union, you know, like nature takes care of itself. Okay, so then I'm going to ask myself, or I ask the client, choose a color, any color. I'm going to choose the color of like a kind of a clay color, kind of like a cinnamon. That's the color I'm choosing. And with the color cinnamon, I'm going to try to become it. I'm going to try to become, it can be a piece of material. I can become the piece of material. It can be velvet. It can be burlap, whatever. Or it can be the dirt, you know, because that is the color of cinnamon. Or it can be, but I want to become that color. So you ask the person to become as close to that color. They could be wrapped around it. They could be looking at it. Whatever, but try to get the descriptive adjectives out of that color. Now I'm going to close my eyes and breathe and try to become the color cinnamon, or, you know, the color of the earth. And how do I feel? What descriptive adjectives do I get with that color? Okay. I'm going to take a caller that's on line two. Her name is Judy. Hello, Judy. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. It's your friend, Medium Judy Harris.
How are you, Judy?
Good. And you're doing a remarkable job there.
Thank you. I'm trying to teach, you know, how to do readings to each other, to yourself and to other people. And I was feeling the dirt, man. I was feeling the color of dirt. I was grounded.
Oh, what? I'll say.
Yeah.
How are you? Good?
I'm doing wonderful, girl. It's been a long time.
Wonderful. Yes, yes, I know. We've been so busy doing readings for others. You know, it's nice to take time for ourselves, even though it's in the educational arena.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
You want to do this with me?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm the color cinnamon. I'm wondering where I'm going with this, because I haven't done myself in a long time. So, I know that I was a bird. I saw a bird's nest. Okay, I'm going to explain what I've gotten so far from me, because I don't know yet until I look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I flew out there, and I saw navy blue, right? And
mm-hmm.
When I flew out there in the atmosphere, and I was looking at myself. So that was a wish, want, or a desire. Okay. And it was navy blue, which is, you know, blue is either hot, the hottest color in the flame of a temper, or it's the coldest color a person can be. But a navy blue is a blackish. So evidently, and then I said I was apprehensive. So I'm nervous or excited about something, but I don't know what it is yet. But it was a happy medium. And I felt protecting of myself, remember? And then I saw that I was okay. But then when I flew down to the earth, you know, to ground myself,
mm-hmm.
First thing I saw was birds in a nest. And my feelings were excited and fresh and new, and new beginnings, and protective and natural, and union with nature, and it takes care of itself. Well, oddly enough, I was expressing to Seth that I just came from my mother's 76th birthday party, and my niece expressed that she was pregnant. Well, my daughter's pregnant, and they're 2 weeks apart, so there's your nest. You know,
well,
with subconsciously, there is what's going on. I'm apprehensive with my daughter's pregnancy and excited, and I was looking at myself, remembering my pregnancy with my daughter and my children. Okay, I didn't realize this till I'm talking to you right now. But the birds in the nest, a fresh new beginning, you know, protective. There's my daughter building her nest and having her child, and the union, and nature takes care of itself, which, you know, you keep having children, keeps having children, you know, you just keep having the union. And then the cinnamon color, which I was grounding myself, and then you called. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, well, your daughter's having the children, and as you know, I'm just a brand-new first-time grandmother.
Yeah, this is my first time, too.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had more. Like, maybe oh, it's my God. Like I'm picking you up.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. Amazing. I can't tell you. It's just, oh, he's a little charmer.
I saw that. He's just gorgeous.
It's, you know, born very healthy, which I had the vision, when she was first pregnant. And, of course, the vision came true. His image, everything is exactly what I've seen in the vision.
Yeah, my daughter kept saying she's having a boy. And I said, well, I keep talking to this little girl. And she goes,
yes,
she goes, but it's a boy.
Well.
Do you remember when I said that? And I said, but it's a girl. And she goes, I said, Ashley, did you have a miscarriage, abortion or something? No, Mama. I said, well, it's a girl. And this was before we had the ultrasound last week. And she goes, but it's a boy, Mama. I know, I'm the mother. I said, well, Ashley, I keep talking to this little girl named Addison Lee. And she goes, I don't know why you do. And sure enough, when they said, well, it's a little girl, and I was going, let me see that ooh again.
And wow. See,
yeah.
That's the first thing
and
I
so
pick up.
And so she was like, she was pretty shocked, but she really wasn't. But, you know, she only had a 3% chance to even get pregnant. And I did my shamanic ritual healings. Her medicine walker came down and from Michigan, and we did that. And she was pregnant within a couple of days.
Wow.
And she had gone to fertility clinics and everything. They said the less than 3% chance, but you know, that just goes to show you that doctors cannot always be right on. There's that 3% window. She just popped right on in it.
That's incredible. Just incredible, isn't it? It's so nice to be blessed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and for, you know, sort of the same thing happened to me, you know. I spent years and years and years, but when the timing's right, sometimes you're correct. Even the medical field is not always, you know, correct in their judgment, but it's nice to know that, you know, the medical establishment is finally changing a bit to recognize that, you know, they don't have all the answers and never will.
No, but she has, it showed on the ultrasound, she has a 6-centimeter tumor, and she has stage 3 endometriosis, which is going to be, as they say, painful for her to grow because the lesions will stretch and pop. But then again, she knows that her mama, you know, being a shaman, is going to work on that.
Yes.
My niece had one of my nieces had a real bad migraine tonight. She has to take something called Introm or something like that. And we worked on that and it dissipated. And then I gave two of my nephews these stones to work with and showed them how they'll turn black specks. So my family always thought I was real strange, but now they're coming around and going, what do you got next? You know, tell me about this or tell me about that, because I'll tell them exactly who they're going to date. And, you know, this is pretty interesting. You know, I'll say, look for a guy named Brian or, you know, MK or, you know, it's pretty fun now. But, you know, everybody has these gifts, Judy, as you know. We're born with these intuitions and instincts. It's just how to listen to the inner voices, just like I was given this this little lesson here, because everybody's a color. That's the personality. What I was getting at is why I ask a color is because everybody, like Color My World, what color are you today? Why are you wearing that color today? What color do you feel? Well, that's the person's personality. That's who you are that day. Well, I picked cinnamon because, I don't know, I feel like I need to be grounded maybe. You called when I was doing that, but that's good that you called. I'm glad you did. Because I was, you know, I don't know. You know, I haven't done this to myself in a long time, and I've been in a very deep place for 3 weeks now. You know, going to a lot of doctors, and my health has been weird, and my eyes. I've been to the eye doctor, the dentist. Yes, of course, you haven't seen me around for a while, and I know people are wondering where I am. But I've just been, you know, taking care of me physically for a while, and I haven't done that, but I'm doing good.
That's wonderful.
I'm doing, doing great. But the color cinnamon is a, you know, It could be the color of dirt, but it also could be the color of a, you know, like the center of a flower, or the color of wood, or I don't know how I feel about that. But anyway, the descriptive adjectives towards your color give you the feelings. And whatever color you are that day, or whatever color you are in that moment, with those descriptive adjectives is how, if I ask you what color you are and you give me descriptive adjectives, then that tells you how you're feeling about yourself that day. And then, it, I mean, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And then an animal, like if you ask an animal, well, that's what a person thinks about another person, because, you know, like a dog is a dog's best, a man's best friend, or, you know, you ride a horse, or, you know, an animal totem. Well, that's what a person sees in another person. So you ask a person about an animal, like if I ask you an animal, what animal do you see right now?
Well, my dog right in front of me.
Okay. Well, you can pick any creature. I
know.
It can even be a unicorn.
Pardon me. I'm just being a little. What animal? A horse.
Oh, that's a great one. That's what I was seeing too.
Yes.
What descriptive adjectives do you get with a horse?
Galloping, leaping.
Okay. What feelings do you get when you're galloping and leaping?
Freedom.
Okay. And what else? Just keep feeling it. I feel strong, and I feel free.
Yes,
like you said. I feel very free and strong. But I also feel like restricted as well, if somebody's riding me, restricted.
No, I'm not feeling restriction. I'm feeling that I can achieve anything. Great achievement.
The reason I'm saying is if I have a bit in my mouth, you know I'm controlled.
I'm feeling complete. That I'm going with my owner.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just, we go hand in hand. We work hand in hand with one another. We complement each other. With a bit in my mouth, it's sort of, you know, as we have lessons here on life, you know, in life to learn on the world, you know, it's just a lesson to be learned. A lesson, you know. How would I?
I'm a wild horse that just
bothering
got
me for a carrot right now.
I'm a wild horse that just got captured, and the bit's been put in my mouth for the first time.
Well, I'm more the residential horse.
Okay. I've got a lot. My life is changing so much. But I feel restricted because I'm changing my life. Does that make sense? With a new baby, you know, pregnancy, I've taken down most of my links on the internet. Just so many things have changed. My health has changed. Just a lot of different things to the good. But I've been a wild, you know, nothing has kept me back. But now I've got a new grandbaby to. I've really got to watch my health and my life more. So I've got a bit in my mouth to make sure that I'm. Want to make sure I'm better. See, I've always been somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, somebody's child. And then since 97, I have been by myself. My children on their own, you know, for a pretty long time. And now I'm going to really, my daughter wants me to, and son-in-law want me to keep the baby and homeschool and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm kind of considering all that. A couple months ago, I was in a Winnebago traveling the world, thinking that, you know.
Yes, I hear you on that one. I wouldn't mind that myself some days.
Well, let me tell you
but
what
it is
me.
Wonderful to reach such an age where we can pat ourselves on the back that we've achieved great successes in rearing our children and watching mm-hmm. them turn into wonderful adults, and now they're going to and have become parents of their own, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a wonderful thing, because we teach them, they teach the next generation.
Right. Well, I'm reaching into my subconscious, you know, so I'm just speaking boldly, bluntly, honest about what I'm in my heart, gut, evidently rawly feeling, you know, and not candy coating myself. But
well,
a horse,
I,
you know, but a horse.
See, the only thing with the restriction is we put the restrictions on ourselves.
But let me explain what a horse is to what I see when I. When I see a horse will perform however the rider will ride the horse. Say I'm had a 5-gated show horse that nobody could ride but me growing up. It, no matter what bit, no one could ride it. I rode that horse with no bridle, no saddle, no nothing. My dad could not ride it. No one could ride that horse. I had her for 33 years. She was my horse. Personal. Period. End of sentence. Now, I showed horses. I did fox hunt. I did polo. I open jump. Everything. But I also trained them. I broke them. I birthed them. Everything. But the thing is, whatever bit I put in a horse, if you don't put the right bit, curb bit, snapple, snapple bit, wide snaffle, it doesn't matter. Whatever bit, if the bit doesn't fit the horse properly to tame the horse, then it's going to act a certain way.
Yes.
So a horse rides to a different person. It does, you know, it can be your horse, or let's say it's Joe Blow's horse, and you know, you ride it one time and I ride it the next time, it's going to act a different way on me when I ride it, then when you ride it, because of the way we handle that horse. Nobody handles the horse the same way. So what I'm getting at is every horse rides a different feel to each person. That's why a jockey, you know, in a race rides, you know, the certain jockey rides the certain horse, you know. But your horse, you know, you feel freedom and leaping and galloping and you feel achieving and going hand in hand because you're going with your flow. You know, right now I feel restricted on my horse and I feel that I am just now being trained and tamed because I've been wild and free. So each person's horse is a different, you know, color. So
yes.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, though, when we tune into ourselves,
uh-huh.
you know, how we can really understand the message that lies beneath, such as, I've done this to restrict myself. Oh, no, I best not do
it
anymore.
I needed to pull the reins on myself, though. I needed to do this, and I know my life has to change for my health to change.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it
feeling that restriction in order to change my eating habits, my exercise, my well-being. And now that I'm looking at all this from just talking to you, I see why now the word restriction came up. You know what I'm saying? I would have never thought that, you know, before. That's how good this exercise is. And then if I look at water, that's a whole nother one. You know, water, you ask the person what water represents. If I ask myself, what do I feel with water? Well, I'm going to be a creek. You know, what do I feel with the creek? I feel the ooshy, squishy mud. And I think of the mud as being more like clay. I like to play in the clay. And I like the way it molds itself to my feet. And I like to dry my feet out and then get it hard and then get some more on it so that I can climb up a tree. And I like, what do I feel with that? I feel ever flowing and I feel relaxed and I feel powerful and I feel that it feeds everything. And I feel that it is strong and I feel that it is a cleansing of myself. What do you feel with, what kind of water are you?
An ocean.
An ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
No pollutants in it. Extremely powerful. That most don't understand. Because they fight against it, but I don't. The water is just also, it cleanses the soul. It's just beautiful, powerful, simple. You can hear the ocean. It's awesome. It nourishes the soul. And in dreams, usually the ocean is a spiritual cleansing. So when we feel congested, we envision the ocean, it cleanses us.
Okay. Well, water represents relationships. Like, but you're right, cleansing of oneself, water cleanses our body, mind, spirit, soul. And, but the relations of all things is water. So with the water, your relationships are very powerful. Most don't understand others' relationships, but you're, the powerfulness of it, most you say fight against it, but you go with the flow with it. You feel very cleansing and pure with your relationships of all people, places, and things. You can always hear the relationships. It's very awesome to you. And though it's so powerful and part of the soul, it's simple. It nourishes you. And it's part of your dreams, because you said in your dreams, so therefore it's part of your dreams, and it's a spiritual cleansing.
That's exactly right, Kathy.
I'm telling you, this thing can't go wrong. It's really cool. So with mine, you know, I don't think of it while I'm doing it or saying it, but I said, I was getting my feet in the mud. And if you think about it, my color was cinnamon, which was the dirt.
Cinnamon.
Isn't that weird? I mean.
Yes.
I know. And I was getting my feet in the mud, ooshy-gooshy mud and like clay and letting it dry. Look at that. I'm
brownie. You gotta get out of that mud there, girlfriend.
God, I'm drowning myself in my relationship. Oh my gosh. And then I would let it dry and then I'd get it hard and I felt powerful and strong and ever flowing. And I was
and here I am waving at you feet. From the ocean saying, come on.
Yeah.
So
I've kind of been alienating myself for years from my family, yes. Friends, everybody, and just working. You know. So therefore, I mean, this is, isn't this weird? I mean, look back at how this does.
It's a very strong message for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. But you're on the right path to change.
Listeners, because this really, really works. No matter what you do, it really works. The colors and the go with the relationships that go with the animals that, okay, the color represents what you think of yourself. The animal or any kind of creature represents what others see in you. The water represents the relationships you feel of other people, and you can't trick yourself. I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't, just like I know this, I've done this since 1988 when I made it up for college, you know, on my college exam, to be able mm-hmm. to pass it in to, for my associate's degree thing. And, you know, for counseling, and I, no matter what I do, just see I'm doing it now, and it's still, I'm flabbergasted.
It's a lovely, wonderful exercise, and it's simple.
Oh, you can
do
it with
the same object in the room.
Doesn't take a lot of time. You know? You can pick out an object in a room, or something in a drawer, or something on a wall, or something in a room. You can pick out a white room, a totally white room, and you can say, is it square, is it round, does it have, and then you can put windows in it. Then you can paint it. Then you can put something in it, or you can put many things in it. Then you can tell what the floors and ceilings are. Then you can start describing it and start giving descriptive adjectives of that. Well, that becomes your spirituality and what your feelings of spiritualism are, because white is pure. And whatever you put in it, and whatever colors, however you describe it, and the feelings that you get is how you feel spiritually at that given time of your life.
Wonderful.
And then the objects in a house, or a drawer, or whatever, or how you're feeling inside yourself, you know, about yourself, in kept tidy, perfectionism, or whatever. Isn't that weird?
Yes. Well, my color, first time we spoke, I said it was white. The spiritual.
Your color was white?
Pardon?
Oh, when I talked to you and I asked you your colors?
Yes, it was white the first time. Tonight it's orange. Brilliant orange.
Wow.
Brilliant, beautiful orange.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing to see. I used to think orange represented boundaries, but I don't anymore. I learned that from Gramps Spider. She used to say orange was boundaries. But it, you know, it could be boundaries, because we have to set our boundaries in order to keep ourselves on an even keel.
Yes, yes. But don't forget, we all are all on a different spiritual level, and what you see, I may not see, or what I see, you may not see, and this is why we teach one another.
Right. And the more we share, the more we learn. Because to me, I've said this 20 billion, 100 million times, every word I speak out loud, it mirrors back to me, because I evidently needed to learn it myself. Everything I speak, everything that I ever speak, is because I need to learn it myself.
And you know, that's why we're on this planet.
To reinforce it, or either to relearn it. My dad taught me that. And
amazing.
I keep a mirror in front of myself. You know, a big round oval mirror that's made out of wicker that my sister had as a little girl. And I had it restored, and I keep that in front of me. If I'm sitting on one side of the room, I'll move it to the other side, to the same side, you know. So I make sure that I'm constantly in my truth. Just like saying restrict, you know. I mean, I was hard on myself just now with those words. But that's good, because I needed to see that in myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of us are rediscovering ourselves, getting in touch with the true passion that we had as children.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, because life has a tendency to, well, it's life is the hard knocks, you know, and we have to learn, and as I say to my clients, is what did you love? What was the passion that you had as children, as a child? You know, because so many are caught up in a lifestyle or jobs, you know, unhappy with their careers, and then they reexamine themselves and get in touch with what they once loved to do, and then of course they hit on it, and then they're back at childhood doing what they love to do, and it's their true life calling that they ignored for most of their life.
You know, in Sunday school I learned to be as childlike as you possibly can at all times.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. And also our inner child. You know, that's what acts out, and that's what screams with laughter, and that's what is, you know, I've done this exercise so many times with my opposite hand, that my non-dominant hand, I write a letter to my adult self, and I say, why? And, you know, as a child, I was called Tassie, and I'll say, dear Kathy, where are you? Why are you not listening to me? I need you. I can't understand some things. You know, and I'll just write a letter. And it's very hard to write with my right hand because I'm very left-handed. And then I'll answer back, dear Tassie, I'm so sorry. I have not been here for you. I will
That's
try.
That's a wonderful
very,
exercise.
Yeah, and I keep the letters. And I write it in a journal, and I do it as often as when I feel that down and out feeling. I know that inner child is wounded and it needs some listening to.
And as adults, we have a tendency to ignore that inner child.
Mm-hmm. And when I act out,
we get off path.
When I act out, that's my inner child acting out. When I laugh real hard, that's my inner child being so happy. So, you know, my inner child is the most dominant of my personality, and that's what's good. But I need to get back more to my inner child instead of being so serious in life. Even though, you know, I need a balance. I'm more passive aggressive, and I need to be more assertive. Is what I'm learning talking to you right now.
Mm-hmm. Good lesson.
Yeah. I need to be more assertive instead of passive aggressive.
You see, we teachers, though, again, we need to take time for ourselves, because what good are we to our clients or anyone else when we're not good to ourselves?
Yeah. I tend to look last at myself. Or either look at myself in rose-colored glasses or put myself off till later. Or I'll tend to go real hard at it. I don't have a medium. I'm either all the way in it or I'm all the way out of it. And I'm saying that because I need to acknowledge this part of me.
Yes, because you're very... The word difficult comes up mm-hmm. when I speak to you, because you're very hard on yourself, and you need to lighten up a lot. You need to relax a little and really go with the flow again, Kathy, before mm-hmm. the little grandchildren arrive.
I think I tend to ignore until it's to the point to where it's saying, you got to look at this. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's one of those things. And then it becomes a difficult situation. But, you know, it's like you were going to start your radio station, and you planned it, and you waited. You said you were going to start it at the end of this month.
Yes.
And, you know, you waited and you planned it. And have you decided? Are you going to do it at the end of this month?
It's probably, maybe that's why I see orange as well, the fall. It may be delayed until mid-October.
Well, it will happen when it does, you know.
It'll happen when the time is right. And right now, with the new little grandson, I want to spend a little more time with him, you know, because my son and his girlfriend there, they're young. They're doing a really remarkable job with him, but, you know, I'd like to be there for support, added support, because it's really nice to have your parent there, even though you become parents yourself, as added support. The same as you'll be there for your children as mm-hmm. support, because it's, you know, we're not on this world very long, so we might as well make the best of it while we are here.
Yeah. My mother
and family,
said, my mother
you can't put a price on family.
No, and my mother says that a grandchild, you can't express the feeling. You love your children to pieces, which I can't imagine love any deeper than my children. She says the feeling of a grandchild is beyond measure. I said, well, my children are beyond it. And I can't describe the feeling I have with my daughter being pregnant. It's just like, oh, my God, when I saw that baby inside of her. But, you know, it's just like a miracle. I was explaining to Colin, I was explaining to her husband tonight, you know, I said, little girls live, you know, sperm live longer, but little boys swim faster. He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, a male carries both male and female sperm, and a female has the egg that splits, you know. And he didn't know all that. And I was explaining. I said, yeah, and the X and Y chromosomes tell the color of the hair and the, you know, the eyes and stuff like that. And he was like, really? I said, yeah. We just had the
Well, I was very fortunate to watch my grandson being born.
Awesome.
It was like, oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And, of course, I was there again for my son because he didn't think he would be able to watch such an episode. And mm-hmm. he became brave and brave through it and proud of both of them, all of them.
I got to watch my sister's.
It was the most remarkable thing to watch a live birth. It was wow.
Yeah, I watched my sister's Lamaze coach. But my daughter will be having cesarean, and I said, I might get to be in there because I'm a shaman, you know, and I have that medical certificate, but usually
well,
there's
I
only
think
one.
Well, I think
my grandmother,
the title of grandmother, Kathy,
but I don't know.
Well, the title of grandmother is just as important.
Yeah, but it's
the hospitals have really lightened up a lot on
we
who
don't
they
know.
Allow.
But I doubt it. So
you never know. You never know.
I don't. But I did get to be with my sister. So anyway, I know that Addison's healthy, Addison Lee, and I know that she's strong, and I know that she's power. You know, she's gonna be just great and fine. She looks wonderful. Her heartbeat, and when the light shined on her, she put her little hand up. She's only 4.5 months, and she put her little hand up over her face.
Aww.
It was so cute.
So precious.
Oh, no. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. Is there anything you want to express about who you are, where they can find you, what you do? Or?
Well, as you know, but I'll tell your listeners, I'm a medium, psychic medium, and I can be found on Twitter at Clairabilities, Intuitive Readings. I can be found on Facebook as Judy Harris Medium. And I do what you do, only in a different style. I give readings. I provide readings to clients all over the world, and I'm there to support them and help them through it. And I'm now working on my novel. I have a 6-month deadline on that, but I will not release the title until it's done. It's just something I like to, you know, in case it changes the title. And I'm a child of the universe, just like you, Kathy, and we are teachers.
Amen to that.
And
you're
we're trying
a
to become
soul.
Pardon?
I said, you're a beautiful soul. We've only spoken once on the phone and a couple of times on Facebook. And we've only known each other a few months, but it feels like we've always known each other.
Definitely. I agree with that.
And it's been months since we've chatted or gotten to talk to each other, but I promise that's going to change.
Well, you're a busy woman, and I'm a busy woman, and it's a little, you know, it's not, it isn't like we forget one another.
No.
Because everyone is busy, and their past takes them in different directions sometimes, and, you know, a few of us travel the world.
I miss our coffee bean queen, my one-e-one.
Wow.
I miss my girlfriend, coffee bean queen, Lorna.
Oh, yes. I know. How's she doing?
I haven't talked to anybody. I've been away.
Well,
I've been taking care of myself. That's what I mean. I have been, it's not just you. It's everybody. I have not talked to any. It's just I've been taking down links. I've been taking down my work, and I have just been, the only time you hear from me is Friday nights on BBS Radio.
Well, it's nice that I could touch base with you anyway this evening. I've had some time, and I thought, well, everybody asked me to call in their shows, all the other mediums, and, you know, call in Judy. And I thought, oh, I've got to touch base with Kathy. I haven't heard from her in a while, and that's why I sent you that message.
It's been wonderful that you shared the hour with me.
Pardon?
I said it's been wonderful you've shared the hour with me.
Oh, same here. I really enjoyed it, Kathy. And excuse me, it's not that I'm going deaf as I'm aging. It's the feedback I'm getting from the telephone.
Oh, if you have your computer on with the show and up, then it gives you feedback.
No, I don't have that on. I made sure of that because I've heard over the years callers calling into radio shows, and that would happen, and you know, you hear the host saying, turn the radio down.
Yeah. Well, let's make an energy ball before we close.
Okay.
And let's put, what would you like to put inside the energy ball before we kick it out into the universe?
Love.
Oh, that's beautiful. Anything else?
Acceptance.
Wonderful. Truth. I'd like to put in some truth.
Lovely.
Acknowledgement. Abundance. Real. I'd like to put in being real.
Yes.
I would like to put in respect.
That's wonderful.
I would like to put in positive power. And I would like to put in balance.
That's a good one.
Anything else before we close? How about freedom?
Yes. And achievement.
And peace.
Wonderful.
And knowledge applied to wisdom. And angels with protection of surroundings. And thanks for all the ways and means of communication of total positive power of bridging wisdom. And with that, Judy, good night. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and we are off the air.